안녕하십니까? 이 테이프는 2009학년도 대학 수학능력시험 외국어 영역 듣기평가 안내 녹음 테이프입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2009학년도 대학 수학능력시험 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호, 문형 등을 정확하게 기입하고 제대로 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지 뒷면에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기, 말하기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 12번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 13번부터 17번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 사용할 그래프를 고르시오.
Alice, did you finish the report?
Not yet. I haven't decided which graph I'll use.
Let me see. How about the line graph with dots?
I'm afraid it might not be good for my report this time.
Then how about one of the bar graphs? They're a lot easier to understand.
That's what I'm thinking of. Which type do you think is better, horizontal or vertical?
To me, horizontal bars are not comfortable to look at.
Okay, I'll take your advice.
I have one more suggestion. If the bars are connected with lines, you can also see the trends.
Good point. I'll use that graph this time.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Here you are, Mike.
Ms. Brown, how did you get in here? I thought you were in the audience with the other students.
After the final results came out, I couldn't wait to see you.
This is great, Ms. Brown, but I'll be on the stage soon.
I'm so glad that you made it. I've never seen such an impressive speech before.
I couldn't have done it without you.
You're the one who did it. It was you who made the effort.
Do you really think so?
Of course I do. I know you've been working very hard for this contest.
Thanks. Oh, they're awarding the second prize now. I'm next.
Go and enjoy the winner's honor.
3번. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 설명인지 고르시오.
This is one of the ways you can save lives with a little time and courage. Today, many people are suffering because there isn't enough blood for medical operations. Before you do this, you'll surely be asked about your medical history and given a short physical examination. This procedure is needed not only for you, but also for the person who will receive your gift. Blood will be drawn from you, and then you'll get a certificate that you can use, just in case you might need some blood in the future.
Dad, I'm tired of the noise from upstairs.
Does Tom still play the piano at night? His father told me he'd have him stop playing after 7 in the evening.
No, it's not that.
What's the problem then?
Tom jumps around in his room at night. You know, his room is just above mine.
Really? I'll talk to his father tomorrow morning. It's too late to call now.
Dad, I have to study for my final exams tonight.
Well, I'll call his father now.
Thanks, Dad. Don't forget to tell him about the barking dog.
Don't worry. Jane, why are you taking pictures of your computer?
I'm going to sell it on a website and buy a new laptop computer.
But this is still a nice one. How much are you going to sell it for?
I'm asking $400.
$400? That's not a bad price. What about selling it to me for $350?
Are you kidding? I bought this computer just a year ago, and it's still in good condition.
Well, okay. I'll pay the price you want.
Thanks. Will you buy the printer, too? I'll let you have it for $100.
Jane, I'm running low on money. What are friends for? I'll pay you half that price for the printer.
Okay. You win. It's a deal.
6번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
When you move to a new town, one of the toughest things to do is to get to know your new neighbors. One good way to get through this situation is to invent a reason to talk to them. I like to call it the cup of sugar technique. Just go up to your neighbor's door and ask her if you can borrow a cup of sugar or some equally non-threatening ingredients. Whatever the reason, take the opportunity to start chatting with your neighbor. Perhaps you could treat her to a cake or pie you made with the sugar you'd borrowed from her. This would give you a new reason to make another visit.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일을 고르시오.
Hello, this is Sarah Taylor.
Hello, Professor Taylor. I'm John Carter, producer of the Wisdom Quiz Show at City Broadcasting Company. May I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
Thanks. For the show, we've made quiz items about Canadian geography, and we need your advice on some of them.
Do I have to visit your company?
I can send the items by email, but it'll be better if you can come.
Well, I think I can be there if it's not next Monday.
How about next Wednesday at 3 o'clock?
That sounds good. By the way, will there be anyone else other than me?
No, I think your advice will be enough.
Okay. Do you want me to be there when you're taping the show?
No, you don't have to.
(8번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
How may I help you?
I'm wondering if you can do anything with this.
Let's see. Oh, it's damaged.
Well, while I was playing badminton in the gym yesterday, I dropped it and stepped on it by mistake.
I can replace the broken strings easily, but I can't guarantee that I can fix the bent frame.
Could you try to fix it for me, please? I have to use this tomorrow for physical education class.
Okay, I'll do what I can. Did you buy this here?
Yes, here's the receipt. My dad said he bought it here last week.
In that case, you only have to pay 5,000 won for the new strings. It'll take about 30 minutes.
Okay, I'll be back after stopping by the pharmacy.
9번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Hi, you must be Mr. Smith, one of the new interns, right?
Yes, I'm very excited to work here. Wow, look at all the planes out there.
Calm down. Please try not to bother anybody while they're working.
Don't worry. I'll be careful. There's more complicated equipment here than I imagined.
As you've already learned, it's operated by the computerized system. But people control the computers.
I see. What are they doing? I mean, those people looking at the radar screen.
They're communicating with pilots and telling them which runways to use to take off or land.
All of them look very serious.
Of course they are. The safety of the planes out there is in their hands.
I understand. I'll do my best to learn as much as possible.
10번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Yes, sweetie?
Dad, my bike was hit by a car.
What? Are you okay? Did you get hurt?
No, I'm all right. I was in a convenience store when it happened.
I'm really glad to hear that. What about your bike then?
The front part is broken.
Oh, no. Is the driver there? Let me talk to him.
He's not here, but a lady saw him hit my bike and then drive off.
Did she say anything about the license plate?
Yes, she did. She wrote down the plate number. Now, I'm going to the police station next to City Hall to report what happened.
Okay, I'll be there too. See you there.
11번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
How are your students' projects going? Are all of them done?
Well, one group is done, and the other four groups are still in progress.
Which one has completed the project?
Group E. They made a great presentation before their classmates last week. I was very impressed by their creativity.
I'm sure you were. How about Group A? You've worried a lot about them.
Yes, they've just finished gathering information. I hope they'll start organizing it soon.
Don't worry. They'll make it too. Didn't you say that Group C started earlier than the others?
Yes. They finished writing their final report. They'll make their presentation next week.
How about the other two groups?
Group B and Group D also finished writing their final reports.
It sounds like your students are doing a great job.
Summer History Field Trip에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
The National History Center is inviting students to the 2009 Summer History Field Trip. Participants will visit historic sites in Wisconsin and discover how early Native people lived in this area. Starting on August 3rd, it'll last 5 days. You can register for this event on the website of the National History Center. The registration fee is $150, which includes accommodations and meals. Participants should bring comfortable clothes and shoes, insect spray, and sunblock for the outdoor activities. Please hurry. The deadline for registration is July 15, 2009.
13번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1.
Are you okay? You should have been more careful.
I'm so sorry, Mom. It slipped out of my hands.
2.
Look at that car. It's too fast.
You're right, Mom. He should slow down.
3.
Didn't you say you need to buy a birthday gift?
Yes, I did. Let's drop by a gift shop.
4.
Do you really want to have this robot?
Mom, please. Most of my friends have one.
5.
Where's the nearest souvenir shop?
I'm not sure. Somewhere around here.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, I'm home.
Joe, I got a call from the library. They said you haven't yet returned 3 books you borrowed last month. Is that right?
Oops, I forgot. I'll go and return them right away.
Wait, do you know you have to pay late charges?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry, Mom, but could you give me some money for the fines?
I think you should pay them with your own allowance.
Mom, I'm running out of money. It won't happen again.
This is the 3rd time I've heard that from you.
I know, but I promise you this will be the last time.
Okay, I'll give you the money for the fines this time. But you have to clean the bathroom for the next week.
Mom, that's too much.
15번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Matthew, why didn't you have dinner tonight?
I didn't have enough time. I'm busy getting ready for the presentation tomorrow.
That's not a good enough reason to skip dinner. By the way, why are you drinking so much coffee?
I really need to stay awake.
You'll regret the lack of sleep tomorrow. Your eyes are as red as a rabbit's.
But I don't have a choice. I still have one more thing to do for the presentation.
What's that?
I need to photocopy the handouts.
I think I can help you with that. Go home and get some sleep.
Mary, would you really do that for me?
Sure I would. 100 copies are enough, right?
16번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sharon, what are you doing with all those clothes?
I'm getting rid of these clothes because I don't wear them anymore.
What? But they still look good.
They're too small for me now.
Why don't you donate them to the Happy Store?
The Happy Store? What's that?
It's a store dealing with donated items.
What do they do with those items?
They mostly sell them at low prices.
Oh, it's a kind of second-hand store, right?
Yes, but all the profits go to charity. One person's trash may be another's treasure.
17번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 마크가 피터에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
There's going to be a big swimming competition at Peter's school. And Peter wants his mother to watch him compete. So, he asks her to come to the competition. But she tells him she'll be too busy to go that day. Peter tells his friend Mark how disappointing this is to him. But on the day of the competition, Mark happens to see Peter's mother among the cheering fans. Mark thinks that Peter will be happy to know that his mother has come to watch him swim. In this situation, what would Mark most likely say to Peter?
이제 듣기, 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.